The enemies of a free Iraq are determined. Yet so are the Iraqi people. And so are America and coalition partners. We will not lose our nerve. We will help the Iraqi people succeed.
U.S. President George W. Bush struck an upbeat tone as he marked the third anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. But U.S. public opinion is split, with more and more Americans believing the president's goals may never be achieved.
I feel very strongly, again, this is a waste of resources, waste of lives, and for what?
I think it should be over. That's my opinion.
And how would it be over? You need to withdraw?
They just need to withdraw. I don't know how else they're going to do it. The president's got himself in the spot.
I think that the decision was flawed, yes. I think it was a mistake. I think we've stirred up a hornet's nest.
But other Americans remain steadfast in their belief that the United States is doing the right thing in Iraq.
In one fell swoop, we were able to bring a chance for freedom to millions of people who had been enslaved for three decades. Of course, it's a dangerous and rocky road to travel. But I think that the benefits that we could have from having a free Iraq and a changed political atmosphere in the Middle East is very much worth the risk and the sacrifice.
But for critics of the war, it is the personal sacrifice of Americans, not the broader Middle East landscape, that matters most.
I know there's been a lot of lives lost and a lot of young men. And if that country could survive on its own and with their own government, I think they should try it and go to that and let our boys come back home. Or if someone else wants to go over there, let them try it, solve their problems.
I feel hurt because our soldiers are still over there fighting and we're losing men on a constant daily basis. I feel Bush needs to assess the issue, find out what's really going on over there, and if our men need to be home, they should come home.
Many supporters of the war point to the political progress made in Iraq, despite the continuing violence, as a reason to stay involved.
I still trust that we're doing the right thing, even though mistakes are made here or there. I don't think you can ever fight a war without some things going wrong. It might not be in the next year or the next 2 years, but 20 years from now, I think we're going to be glad. History is going to judge that we've done the right thing.
Whether historians will agree with that assertion remains to be seen. One thing is certain, however, the divisiveness of the public debate over this war will be part of that historical record. Faith Lapidus, VOA News.